This evening, for just a few moments, I'd like to share with you some thoughts entitled, A Promise Fulfilled. And I just read two verses to start us off, one from Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, where the angel is speaking to Joseph, and he says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And in Luke's Gospel, in chapter 19 and verse 10, we find that Jesus says this, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that you sent a Savior. And this evening, as we celebrate the birth of a king, indeed the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, would you close us in with yourself in these moments and cause us to know the fresh touch of the love of God and the amazing wonder of grace that comes to touch the lives of people like us. For indeed, we need a Savior so very desperately. We pray, Father, that your Spirit will strengthen us through these moments and through these scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The angel said, "Call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And the name Jesus means Savior. And as we think about those words, there's actually a promise in there. There's some instruction. Call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's God's promise, that this baby would make so much difference in a world so hurting. And Jesus, as he meets with Zacchaeus in Luke 19, says that the purpose for his coming was so that he might seek or look for and save those who are lost. And I don't know about you, but I am so grateful that in this world, in all of its trials and troubles and all the rest, tonight there is hope because this baby boy that Shay sang so beautifully about came to seek and to save. I am amazed when I think about God coming to look for you and for me. You see, when I read Scripture and in Genesis chapter 3, it tells us we were created in his image, and that then we disobeyed him, and we did what was wrong. And that first disobedience and sin separated us from God all the way along, generation after generation. And what amazes me is that I would think when we do something that is wrong, we would be the ones to go and seek to make it right. In other words, that Adam and Eve would have gone after God to seek him out and to say, "We're so sorry that we disobeyed you." And that's not the case at all, is it? Instead, the scriptures tell us that in the cool of the evening, God comes walking in the garden and he is looking. And oh, all of the pain in our world today, all of the agony and the brokenness, all of the longing in so many hearts at this time of the year for peace and for happiness. You see, that's why he came, seeking, looking for you and for me. There's a longing in the human heart that only the Lord Jesus Christ can fulfill. and that promise is fulfilled in him. He will save his people from their sins. And it makes me ask the question, well, what kind of people are his people? Is that a special list, or how do we think about that? And so, just walk with me as we see in Scripture, what kind of people did he come looking for? We read in Mark's Gospel, and the first chapter, verses 16 and down a little bit, it says, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee. He saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Just ordinary people, fishermen, going about their daily task, and Jesus sought them, and he calls them personally to follow him. Just a few verses later in that same chapter, we read, as soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the house of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went and took her by the hand and helped her up. Here is the lady of the house who's ill, but Jesus, who came to seek and to save, walked into that room and brought healing in his touch into that family. And oh, how wonderful it is tonight to think upon the hope that we have, because the Lord Jesus is still seeking and saving and healing families. Not so long ago, I remember preaching and inviting people to come to personal faith in Christ. And stood a family of six at the front. And as I chatted with them afterwards, the husband said, this family's always been in trouble. And you know, the reason is me. And he reached into his pocket and pulled out a brown paper bag. And I knew from the shape of it that there was a bottle in it. And he said, this is the problem that always causes strife in our family. He said, I wondered tonight, I asked them all to come with me because I wanted our family to have a brand new beginning. I wanted our family to have peace and to know that we love each other. And you said that God loves us. Oh, if we could receive his love, surely we could love one another, he said. And so we prayed, and they went home that night to a brand new beginning as a family. And the preacher stood at the front with the bottle of whiskey, which is no good to him whatsoever. You see, he came to seek and to save ordinary people. And he came to seek and to save people who were searching. In John chapter 4, it tells us that he had to go through Samaria. And you would think maybe it was for some massive crowd of people, but it was for one lady whose life was so disturbed and broken. She had had many relationships, and none of them worked out. And in John chapter 4, when she meets Jesus and he begins to speak to her, and he begins to tell her that he is the Son of God who has come to bring salvation, to bring forgiveness of sins and a brand new beginning. And in the 29th verse of that fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, she goes to the village where she lives and she says to the people, come, come and see a man who told me all things that I ever did. And what an invitation that is this Christmas Eve. Come, not only see, but meet a man who knows all about our troubles and our struggles, and who came looking for us. Oh, dear friends, when you think this Christmas Eve, He will save His people from their sins. They're ordinary people just like you and me, with family problems and difficulties, broken relationships, all of those things. In Luke chapter 19, where I quoted the 10th verse, Jesus saying He came to seek and to save what was lost, He was speaking to a little man. I have a soft spot for him, a short fellow called Zacchaeus, and I've been short all my life. And so when I read about Zacchaeus, my heart goes, "Woo! Jesus likes short people. Wow." You see, he came. Zacchaeus was kind of a miserable man. He was a tax collector, and he ripped people off because he thought that money and possessions would bring him happiness, but they really don't, do they? So Jesus came seeking greedy, selfish people that he might give them a brand new beginning. And, friends, if the Lord Jesus came seeking for people like these, doesn't that lift our hearts tonight to know that He is still seeking people just like you and me? Angela Fraser, one of the hospital chaplains who's part of the congregation here, called me this afternoon to say, "Pastor John, I just thought I'd let you know. I made a visit in the hospital with a lady today. And first she was troubled, and then she asked the Lord Jesus to forgive her and to come and live in her heart, and she had peace." You see, Jesus came as that little baby and lived as that man seeking to save those who were lost, and He is still doing it even today. How glorious is that this Christmas Eve? Oh, He came to seek and to save. And you know, sometimes people say to me, "You're a Christian? Oh man, only somebody dumb could believe that." And I say, "Oh really? Well, you know, it's interesting because in John's Gospel chapter 3, one of the intelligentsia of Israel, a man called Nicodemus, a ruler of the people, met with Jesus one night, and Jesus said to him, "Nicodemus, you must be born again. All that you know is great, but you need this spiritual life with sin forgiven and a brand new walk with God in that personal, personal way." Oh, you see, He came to seek and to save people from all kinds of backgrounds and ways. We read in Luke chapter 8 and verses 1 through 3, and let me just go over there and read those verses. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had been cast out. Johanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. Here were people of prominence, people of substance, and they too, the Lord Jesus sought them and saved them. When you think about it, He came to seek and to save, and someone has said, He can save from the youngest to the oldest. He can save from the worst of us to the best of us. He came to seek and to save. And I think about these prominent folk. It reminds me of C.S. Lewis, perhaps one of the greatest academic minds of the last century. And as a professor in one of the world's greatest universities, he said this, "I was surprised by joy when I met Jesus and knew the touch of his salvation. Oh, you see, when you think about the people that he came to look for and to save, there are so many that are given to us here in the scriptures and in these days as well. And in Matthew 9, let me just read a verse, and with this one I'll wrap things up so that we can sing again of this glorious Lord. Matthew 9 and verse 23 says this: When Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead but asleep." And they laughed at him. And after the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. And news of this special event spread through all that region. Here was someone that the world would say, "There's no point, Lord Jesus, in seeking for this one. She is beyond hope. Her life is gone." But you see, when Jesus walked into that room and he just said, "Get up," she responded immediately. It's a perfect picture of you and I, lost and dead in sin, no spiritual life. But when the Lord Jesus comes and speaks, there is life in him, and there is forgiveness in him, and peace in him, and joy in him. So you see, in my little examples this evening, Jesus came to seek and to save. We know that's what he said he came to do. We know because the scriptures tell us that's what he did, and life continues to show it, even with this lady in the hospital this afternoon. But my question is this: what about you? This Christmas Eve, have you experienced that moment when the Lord Jesus comes to live in your heart and bring that new life? Have you been born again of the Spirit of God? Oh, Christmas is such a lovely time, isn't it? With all of the beauty and the wonderful things that happen. And it's also such a tough time for many, a time when the struggles seem so much bigger. But I'm so glad tonight you don't have to be in trouble to come to Jesus. He came to seek and to save. And my Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come. And perhaps tonight is your night. My night was the 13th of August, 1969, a long time ago. But I know how Jesus changed my life. And I know tonight that if you would say, "Yes, Lord, I want that personal relationship with you. I want to know that I'm forgiven. I want to know that I have your gift of spiritual life in me." Would you take a moment and just pray with me? And as we bow our heads and just seek the Lord in prayer, if tonight you're not sure, you've heard about Jesus, but you've never really met him, I want to encourage you to take a moment and ask him to be real in your life and to give you that brand new beginning. That's why he came, to seek and to save you and me. And as we're at prayer, you can discover just how real he is by saying from your heart to his, "Dear God, as I hear about Jesus and this new life, I know that I have never experienced your love in this way. So, precious Father, I ask you, would you forgive me for my sin? And Lord Jesus, come and live in my heart. And may the reality of your salvation and your life lift me and lead me for the rest of my days. Fill me with your Spirit and teach me to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.